Hey, what up, Miss Goody the Bates? Miss Goody is here with another episode, another podcast segment. And you know when I'm coming. I done either seen something, heard something, know something. It's gonna be 100%. So with that being said, this was a pretty good topic because I've been saying this for years. I really have been saying this for years before Instagram, on my Facebook and things like that, because I actually went through something with this, you know, with this whole topic that's floating around, with this whole post that's floating around about, as you can see the title, about women empowerment groups, you know, and how they trying to act like they empower women, and the whole time they are mean in real life, like they are nasty, you know. And I reposted the post on my Instagram. I wrote a little teeny passage because I know this lady is being 100% real. This lady is being real. She's not being fake about the situation. Let me tell y'all a little bit of background, a little bit of story, the reason why I say this, okay? So, for my experience going back then, you know, I was doing the whole entertainment type thing or whatever. And, you know, around that time, it was just people finding it wrong to do, and they was finding it like calling you all types of names. They were supposed to be, oh, you're not gonna find a man, you can't, you're not a real woman if you do this, how your kids gonna look up to you if you do this and that. That's if like you enjoying yourself as an adult and doing what you have to do as an adult and doing what you like as an adult is gonna affect your kids. No, at the end of the day, that was what I did in my life. That is what I felt comfortable with, taking care of my household to make extra for my household, which I wouldn't just put it on my child, anybody I know, and say go that route, because that's not the route you want to go. You know, you either in for the long term or you in for just the fun of it, you know, and you can just put your foot back out the circle. So I was getting down for a lot of stuff around that time, and it was just so many women coming up with these empowerment groups, and they were just so mean outside the group. They would call me names, they would say this, they would say that. Y'all know, name calling, bitch, we could throw names all day long, you know what I'm saying? We could throw names all day long, but be real about your shit. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm only empowering one set of women or this set of women that fits my attitude, my status in life, and you know damn well you about the bitchiest bitch, the nastiest bitch, the horn ass bitch on the outside, because a lot of these women empowerment groups, they hide behind themselves and they act as cults. And like I said, they only represent certain women, because I know from experience, instead of trying to bring women in and really trying to change women mindsets and this and that, and then even if you change your ways on your own, they still look at you as being some type of threat to their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? And they about the biggest hide behind themselves as bitches you want to know. And I'm not gonna lie. And I'm sorry for saying it like that, but I gotta keep it 100G with y'all. Y'all already know I'm coming fucking real. They are some of the biggest group of cult ass women who do the most in life. And like I said, and like she said, she absolutely right. They are very mean ass women. They are. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every day, knowing they're supposed to empower not only a certain group of women, but all women. You supposed to try to empower all women to do good in life. All young, all old, all whatever, to do good in life. I may say things that I may say because it'd be 100% real, because some people, you can't help. Some people just like nasty people. And like I said, I don't do the whole empowerment thing. Like, people are also telling me, well, why don't you do the whole empowerment thing and this and that or the third? Because I felt like, at the end of the day, why should I raise grown women? Why should I put into grown women where they gonna be judgmental on me anyway? You know? That's why I speak on a whole different angle, a whole different level of things, because people don't want to hear the truth no more. They just want you to sugarcoat stuff and throw yourself in one of these groups and act like you just never did shit to life, like you never ever made a mistake in life, like you an innocent creature that God have made to be perfect. And I'm not that. I'm not that. I'm not the meanest person in the world, but I just be straightforward with my shit. Like, I'm not gonna sugarcoat things and say that I never did wrong in life. I never did this in life. I'm all for the women empowerment group. No, I'm all for motivating and helping a person be ambitious. I'm all for motivating a person. I'm all for respecting the person who respect me, but there's no way I can step inside these fake-ass groups and be like this and that other third to women who I know that treats other women a certain type of way on the outside. And like I said on my post, they need to be exposed, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of them out here just, they playing that fake clown. They playing that fake face. They got that clown face on, I meant. They play that, oh, I'm so adorable, I don't do shit, I dress with long skirts on, I dress like a woman, I'm a lady, I'm classy. No, they showing just as much ass as anybody else. We just not seeing it out in public. They doing just as much behind the scenes as anybody else. You just not hearing their names or seeing their names. Even the women with them long skirts on, them classy ass dresses on, they go without underwears too, and they can be lifted up and pulled back down. So with that being said, that is what people need to start realizing. And I've been saying this for years, and I'm just so happy that somebody actually would think like me. And if I go back on my Facebook page, I'll probably find things from years ago, 2012, 13, 14, whatever. Years ago, I done said things like that. And they so quick to turn their back on you because you enjoying your life. You doing what you want to do as if it's harming them. Like, no. Like, you cannot just be one-sided to a certain group of women. Like, the only people that you should be lurking out for is people who you know that's really against you. Not that you trying to have a reason to form these little groups against other women who doing something that they love or they like doing at that time in life. That's just not how it go. And you can't be saying, putting names on top of other women when you know that you doing worse. You out here trying to beg a man. You out here trying to confuse a man. You out here trying to force yourself to be somebody's wife. Force yourself trying to be somebody's baby mama. But you over here, because a woman does certain things in life, you over here talking about something. Well, she want attention and men gonna do this and that to women like this and that or the third. When men do it to the classiest acting bitches in the world, the holiest females in the world. Try to be the holiest females in the world. They do things whatever they want to do. It's up to that person. And far as a woman just enjoying her life, who said that she out here looking for companionship from a man? She's out here doing what the hell she got to do, but you upset and you want to form these little cults to try to be against certain types of women, and you just a mean ass bitch. You just the bitch that's out here that gonna try to throw so-called classy ass shade. But you the biggest thing out here that's hiding behind your own goddamn self. That's the reason why I don't do these empowerment groups. That's the reason why I don't try to sit here and say, oh, I'm going to empower these grown-ass women and women this and that. Yes, all women should be able to come together. All women should be able to motivate each other. But everybody's not on the same mindset, the same brain, the same brain. I can't even get out. The same way of thinking. I can't even look for the word. This I want to say brain wave. The same wave in the brain. They're not on the same anything. Because you got this group of women over here. You got another group of women over there throwing shade. Throwing shade. It's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. I don't play sides. What I see that's fucked up, I'm going to announce it whether it's good or it's bad. I'm going to say something about it. Majority of the time, I don't say nothing about it because I feel like it's just like my words. It's not even worth that conversation, that debate, you know. But this is most definitely worth my debate because, like I said, I see it a whole lot. I went through it. And yes, it still exists. And now people are getting so tired of them. Fake-ass apartment-ass groups. With that being said, if you feel like, and I'm not saying don't form women empowerment groups, just know people make mistakes out here. Just know it's women out here who have to do certain things in life or who want to do certain things in life. It's not saying like they can't change, it's too late to change. That's not your judgment to be judging them based upon what they do because you don't approve of it. You never know a person's situation or mindset or why they doing things. If anything, you should invite that woman to come to an empowerment group and see where her mind at, and if you're really about that life, and how can you allow this woman to change her ways. But see, you got to be able to not have your foot in no fucking dirt, no skeletons in your closet before you can tell somebody else about they shit. So you need to assert and come clean about your stuff and start hiding behind yourself if you want to got there go form these women empowerment groups. Because you can't be a healer and you over here got there going with all these wounds that you got to keep covering yourself with invisible band-aids and hiding behind yourself in pain. You gotta let shit go off of you too. You can't be scared to say anything that you possibly can help another woman out with. You gotta understand and let people know if you either know it from experience or you know it because somebody else experienced it and have told you a real true life event and story behind it. Come with your utmost research. Not just forming a group for attention and being a part of society trends and want your name in the limelight as being the biggest empowerment, and really you just the type like you can't fuck with you on the outside. Like you different on the outside. Nobody's perfect, but you different. You hurting yourself, you wounding yourself, you still got ways about yourself. But you can, just as well as you motivating that woman, you can motivate yourself. Just as well as you try to keep them young girls out of different things, you have to take your own advice. And you have to go day by day and step by step. But you can't be out here supposed to be the best name in a book as a empowerment type female. You only empowering the women that you feel like you're going to get most along with, the women that so-called supposed to be the most classy, the women that's supposed to be the most holier, sanctified person than God himself or thou, whoever you want to put it like. You can't be that type of person. It's messed up. So with that being said, if I didn't include anything in this podcast that you possibly think like I should include in it, or you feel me on this podcast, thank you for supporting me, for listening to everything that I have said and everything that I on my podcast channel. I'm hoping to build up, to get better, but we're going to still come with whatever is real and it needs to be said. And I'm not saying anything to hurt people's feelings. It just, you just get tired of the nonsense in this lifetime. And it's just like, people need to wake up and smell the daggone air, fresh air. Fuck drinking coffee to get energy. Smell the fresh air. Step outside in real reality and see what the fuck going on. Everything is not what it seems. Okay? So with that being said, Miss Goody the Bass is out of here. And thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned to the next. I'm out.